Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Proverbs 17, verses 1 through 16, and this is what it says in the New International Reader's Version. It is better to eat a dry crust of bread in peace and quiet than to eat a big dinner in a house full of fighting. A wise servant will rule over a shameful child. He will be given part of the property as if he were a family member. Fire tests silver and heat tests gold, but the Lord tests our hearts. Evil people listen to lies, lying people listen to evil. Anyone who laughs at those who are poor makes fun of their maker. Anyone who is happy when others suffer will be punished. Grandchildren are like a crown to older people, and children are proud of their parents. Fancy words don't belong in the mouths of ungodly fools, and lies certainly don't belong in the mouths of rulers. Those who give money think it will buy them favors. They think that no matter where they turn, they will succeed. Whoever wants to show love forgives a wrong, but those who talk about it separate close friends. A person who understands what is right learns more from just a warning than a foolish person learns from 100 strokes with a whip. An evil person tries to keep others from obeying God. The messenger of death will be sent against them. It is better to meet a bear whose cubs have been stolen than to meet a foolish person who is acting foolishly. Evil will never leave the house of anyone who pays back evil for good. Starting to argue is like making a crack in a dam, so drop the matter before a fight breaks out. The Lord hates two things. He hates it when the guilty are set free. He also hates it when those who aren't guilty are punished. Why should a foolish person try to buy wisdom? They are not even able to understand it. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another day to love you, to praise you, to love other people. And Lord, would you give us the strength to love the people in our lives, to really go to bat for them, to be for them and not against them, to speak life over them, to encourage them specifically, and to walk alongside and to listen, to bear the burdens of those who are hurting today. It's a holy privilege to do that, and we thank you for the life and breath to be able to do that. Lord, would you be with my friend as they work today, no matter what kind of form that work takes, that you would give them vigorous strength to do so and energy and joy to work heartily for you. Lord, thank you that you are the one who tests our hearts. Thank you that you are the one that sees what's going on in there. And that's not a negative thing, but a good thing, because you see what's going on and you can correct us and put us on the right path. And that's such a blessing for us in the long run. And I know, Lord, sometimes I don't really like it in the moment to be corrected. But as I look back on my life and I see all the areas of growth, it's been when you have intervened and you've corrected me. So thank you for that. Lord, thank you for this word about forgiveness in verse 9. Whoever wants to show love forgives a wrong, but those who talk about it separate close friends. Lord, I'm going to stay there for the rest of this prayer. Would you help us to forgive? And as I think about forgiveness, I think about how many sins I've committed against a holy God, which seem almost infinite to me, like such a huge, huge, huge egregious act between me and you, but you have chosen to forgive me because of the blood of Jesus. And so thank you for that. And as I am amazed at how much you've forgiven me, and I look at the offense between me and another, it's so small in comparison. And I'm thinking about that parable of the landowner who had the person who owed so much money, and he forgave such an incredibly large debt. And then he went out and practically strangled someone for owing him about $20. And so, Lord, that's the picture of forgiveness today that I want to remember, that I've been forgiven so much so I can forgive so little. Lord, I know that this is a hard journey, and I know that people are struggling with those who have done wrong to them and the forgiveness that seems to be elusive. And Lord, I also know that Sometimes we have chosen to forgive, but then some other offense comes up, or we remember something, or we're triggered by something, and we may be tempted to think, oh, I must not have forgiven because I'm sad again. But that's not true. It just means there's another layer to it. So Lord, help us not to berate ourselves or hit ourselves over the head for the fact that we think we haven't forgiven when we have. It's just that we have more to forgive. So Lord, help us to lighten that burden of ourselves when we're hurt again, to just, instead of matter-of-factly say, oh, that just means, it means that I've still forgiven, but I have more to forgive. So Lord, thank you for that. And thank you for being the forgiving God. Thank you that we can be clean before you. Even in this moment, you have cleansed us from our sins, past, present, future. What a glorious inheritance that is. Thank you so much, Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help out the show, you can leave a review at iTunes or Stitcher. That just helps more people to get the podcast and get it into the hands of more. And what would be really cool is if you're listening from another country, write that in another language. That would be awesome. Have a great day.